Back here on the B&B Falcon Locker Room Chats, here on 92.1 KMZA. Mike Smith now joined by Justin Cope, the boys' head coach for the B&B Falcons. Coach, you finished the regular season with a 72-68 win over Hanover last night, finishing with a 14-6 record in the regular season play. I know 2 games ago your squad fell to Clifton Clyde. Do you feel maybe the team responded with the game against Hanover last night?
Oh, I thought we responded really well. You know, we didn't play very well, obviously, for one quarter for sure over there at Clifton Clyde. We got behind 18-14 in the first and had to play catch-up, and it's never fun when you got to do that. And still had a chance in under a minute to win it, and even had the ball and a chance to win it at the end. But the way we responded last night was great. I was proud of our guys, the way they came out and put their best foot forward. And, you know, it was just one of those things that we got on a roll and up 20 at half, and we knew they'd make a run on us in the second half, and they did, and we held on and secured the win.
Now, the regular season is in the books, and obviously the postseason starting up next week. Maybe looking at the season overall, just the regular season, what maybe is the biggest thing that stood out to you for your squad?
Well, I think we faced a lot of adversity. Some of that was left over from football with some injuries, and then you know, we had some things happen during the year like everybody does, some bumps and bruises and some sprained ankles, and we had an unfortunate car accident, and you know, we faced some adversity. But I really liked the way last night, the way we responded, and the way the team came out. And you know, and that's what you want to do. You want to play your best basketball at the end. And I really think that this team is, believe it or not, still getting better and starting to gel at the right time.
Definitely a good time to be doing that. Obviously, sub-state starting next week. You earned yourself a first-round bye in your sub-state. Get a little extra rest and some time to prepare for your opponent as well. Maybe what's the biggest thing you're going to stress to your guys moving forward here as postseason play starts up?
You know, the nice thing about not playing until next Thursday is the fact that we can get rested up, and we can really work on some things that we need to work on before we get ready for the sub-state action. And so we'll take the rest of this week to worry about us, and then next week we'll start preparing for whoever that first-round opponent is, whether it's Burn or whether it's Wetmore. And both those teams are teams that are very capable of coming out and beating anybody, and the TVL has proved that. And so we've got to make sure that we put all of our focus and energy on whoever that might be next Thursday, and then hopefully we get the win there and move on to Saturday.
Well, Coach, it's definitely been a pleasure talking to you throughout the season. This is our last locker room chat of the year. Just want to say a special thanks for you taking the time out to talk B&B Falcons basketball on the radio here, and it's been a pleasure covering you throughout the year.
Hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate the coverage, and anytime we want to talk about the Falcons, it's always great to talk about the Falcons and their efforts over here.
Well, good luck in sub-state, and I will see you out there in Frankfort. That was B&B Boys Head Coach Justin Cope right there. The B&B Falcons Locker Room Chat, sponsored by Doug Hyman of Shelter Insurance and the Baileyville State Bank.